This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Prime Minister underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the PM asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. PM Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, PM Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. As political activities in Maharashtra gain momentum, Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has declared its first list of 65 candidates for the assembly polls. The party has fielded Kedar Dighe against Chief Minister Eknath Shinde from his stronghold, the Kopri Pachpakhari Assembly constituency. Aditya Thackeray will enter the fray from Worli. Meanwhile, the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising of the Congress, Shiv Sena, Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray, and NCP, Sharad Chandra Pawar, has announced that a consensus has been made for allocation of 85 seats for each party. Discussions with other member parties will commence today concerning the remaining seats. In Jharkhand, the JMM has fielded Mahua Maji from Ranchi Assembly constituency for assembly elections today. In Kerala, Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi has filed her nomination for the Wayanad parliamentary constituency. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Union Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena wrote a letter to Delhi Chief Minister Atishi. In his letter, Mr. Saxena alleged that Delhi has been branded as the most polluted city in the world and Delhi residents are getting their lives shortened because of deadly air pollution and are staring at a loss of livelihood. Delhi LG alleged that the Delhi government has not taken major steps to control city's pollution. He urged all policymakers and officers to come together to control pollution. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has underscored the pivotal role of artificial intelligence in transforming the energy sector. Addressing the EnRich 2024 conclave in New Delhi, he said that AI is set to revolutionize operations, drive efficiency, and accelerate the shift towards a more sustainable energy landscape. The minister highlighted the potential of AI and generative AI in optimizing operations by leveraging real-time data and insights. He pointed out that international oil companies are making significant investments in AI to enhance operational efficiency, improve safety, and contribute to the transition towards a low-carbon future. And that is the end of this news bulletin.